Canarian brings it up the court for the Hatchets. 6 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. It's 58-35, Cass City by 23. Crew from the free throw line kicks over to left corner to Flannery. Back over to Canarian, picks up his dribble, top of the key, over to Braden, right wing. Dribbling, takes the three from the right wing. This one's no good. Rebound, Cass City's number 12, Cody Ross. Into the hands of Orban, slowing the offense down as much as possible. Bad Axe meets him at half court for the half court trap. Perry, top of the key, over to Israel Sinton from the right post extended, and we have a whistle underneath the basket.
Looks like that was before the shot.
They say there was a hold against Bad Axe, number 23, James Canarian. That's his fourth foul. Bad Axe's fourth of the half as well. Couple substitutions for Bad Axe. Tremel is back in, as well as number 33, Messing. Flannery and number 44, Will Sutton, sit down. Into the right post is Perry for Cass City. Now back out to the right corner. Top of the key over to Orban. Back at the top of the key, number 5, Schenk. Down to the post is number 11, Perry for the shot. This one's off the mark. Rebound Cass City. We have a whistle for the rebound and the putback. Heading to line for two is number 12, Cody Ross. He's fouled on the way up by number 15 of Bad Axe. That's Ben Braden. His second. Bad Axe's fifth. Actually, won't be going for two. Say he was on the floor. And up for two is number 45, Cole Israelson. He now has 15 on the night. It's 60-35, Cass City by 25. As Israelson blocks Braden's shot with authority, James Canarian brings in the rebound, or loose ball, whatever you'd like to call it. Braden now top of the key over to Tremel. On the right wing, doing the same, a lot of dribbling. As Orban gets the steal, goes up for the layup from the right side, and it's actually blocked by Tremel. A great athletic play by Tremel. Orban actually had about a half a step on him. Tremel elevated, blocked it off the backboard, and now it's Cass City ball underneath their own hoop. Colin Hartwick checks in for Cass City, replacing Lucas Schenk. Number 12, Cody Ross, also sits down for Cass City. And the inbound is a little errant. Number 4, Hartwick's there to pick it up, and Israelson goes up for the putback, and this one's good. He has 17 now, and it's 62-35. Cass City by 27. 4:15 left in the fourth quarter. Tremel on the right wing, up to the top of the key, over to the left wing to Messing, feeds it in to Krug. Loose ball, and it's maroon jerseys all over it. And now we have a whistle. Krug basically ran into a Cass City player and draws the foul.
That'd be his third.
That's his third. Bad Axe is sixth. So from here on out, Cass City will be shooting at least one free throw. Cass City needs 8 points to get to 70 and a free taco. 4:05 left in the fourth quarter, 62-35. Bad Axe coming out in full court pressure on the trap. Feeds it up to number 22. Dickinson gets across the timeline with ease. And here comes the Bad Axe pressure. Braden knocks this one out of bounds, and it's Cass City ball right in front of our set. 3:58 left in the fourth quarter. Cass City absolutely manhandling Bad Axe this entire game. Dickinson kicks it up to Orban for three from the top of the key. This one's no good. Rebound Krug of Bad Axe. Here comes Messick. Dribbles right down the paint. Puts up the runner. This one's a little unorthodox. Gun goes no good, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Bad Axe. And Cass City ball 90 feet from their own hoop on the left side of your radio. Moving to the right. Into Dickinson. Right at the free throw line. Over to Orban. Crosses the timeline. Over to number 3. Rasmussen back in the game now. And tries to pass it to Hartwick. Goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball right in front of Cass City's bench on the opposite side of your radio.
If this game is being video, Tape Clark, there is a ton of coaching points that I know they're going to be going over tomorrow. Actually, both squads.
3.5 to play in the fourth quarter. 62-35. Cass City leads Bad Axe. In Bad Axe. As number 21, Cass City, Jacob Hacker, tries to get the transition offense going. Instead, throws it right out of bounds. Bad Axe ball on the far right side of your radio. And number 12, Matt Kramer comes in and replaces number 5, Austin Termel. And Ben Braden bringing up the ball for the Hatchets. 62-35, Bannex trails by 27. Into the left corner to Kramer, back up top of the key to Hines. Over to the left wing, Kramer for 3. This one's off the front of the iron, rebound Cass City. Ross, Orban brings it up for the court. Dribbling to his left, picks up his dribble right top of the key. Over to Hartwick, down into the left corner to Rasmussen. Rasmussen dribbles back up, right to the top of the key. Orban resets the offense, this one to the right wing. Over to Dickinson, he takes the ball right down to the baseline and dribbles out of bounds with it. Bad X ball. Couple more substitutions for Cassie. 23, Kristen Coots, and number 44, Eric Churchill. Never, ever, ever give up. 2:42 left in the fourth quarter. 62-35, Cass City leads.
That was a great one, Clark.
Thank you. 2:35 left in the fourth. Braden, top of the key, takes a 3, and it's no good. Rebound, Bad Axe, and we have a whistle. Looks like it's going to be against Cass City. As Messing goes up for the rebound, brings it in with authority, and he's fouled. That'll be Cass City's 6th team foul. Fouls at number 45, Cole Israelson, the 6'8" center for Cass City.
Well, they just put it on
Curtis Dickinson instead. Israelson's on the bench. That'd be a little difficult to pick up a foul on there. 2:20 left in the fourth quarter. As Bailey Hines can't bring in the pass, and here comes Dickinson for Cass City. And Hines goes up for the cross check, body check, mug, whatever you'd like to call it. And typically that would be an intentional, but I guess he was going for the ball. And just so happened he went for the entire body check as well.
This has been getting there. You're really chippy in the last 3 or 4 minutes. And I don't know. It'd just be nice that no one get injured. Just go out there and play the game out.
Dickinson goes up for the first free throw, and it's good. Even after taking a licking, he keeps on ticking. He now has 4 points in the night, trying to make that 5. And the second one's up and good. 5 points for Dickinson. It's 64 Cass City, Bad Axe 35. As number 12 for Bad Axe, Matt Kramer launches a 3 from the right corner. This one's no good. Rebound Cass City. And in transition is number 21, Jacob Hacker. Top of the key. And Hines nearly got the steal. Kicks it over to the left wing, number 3, Rasmussen for the long 2. No good. Rebound, Ben Braden. Kicks it over to number 12, Kramer. Over to Bailey Hines on the baseline with the jump shot. No good. Rebound, 23, Coots for Cass City. Rasmussen takes his time, bringing it across the timeline for Cass City. 90 seconds left, and Ben Braden gets the steal. Over to Kramer, goes up for the layup. This one's off the bottom of the iron. Rebound, Ben Braden. We have a whistle. Looks like it'll be a foul against number 23, Tristan Kuntz of Cass City. Team 7th, so Braden will be going to the line, shooting 1 and a bonus.
1:28 to go.
1:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Bad Axe has yet to score in this fourth quarter. They've gone 6 minutes and 32 seconds in the fourth quarter alone without even a point made. And the drought ends there with Brent Braden hitting the first free throw, and he gets the second shot as a bonus. 88 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. It's Cass City 64, Bad Axe 37 as Braden hits both free throws. The first 2 points for Bad Axe in this fourth quarter. Cass City's Hacker brings it up the court all the way down to the right baseline of the right corner. Picks up his dribble, double team coming there from the Hatchets. And Braden actually tips it, goes down the court, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled, and it's good. And an old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Ben Braden on the hustle play. And he's going back to the line for another free throw, trying to make it a three-point play, tied into this 25-point lead now.
He was walking the tightrope, but somehow he made it and got the layup and looked really nice.
Fouls on 23, Tristan Kuntz, his second. And the free throw is off the front of the iron, no good. Loose ball still. Cass City has it on the bottom of the court. Kicks it out to Kuntz. On the right wing, picks up his dribble over to Dickinson, over back to Kuntz on the right wing, down to the baseline. Into the right corner is Rasmussen, top of the key. Dickinson for 3. This one's off the mark. Rebound, Cass City. Jacob Hacker brought in the rebound, dribbles back to the top of the key, over to Dickinson, into the right corner to Kuntz for three. This one's off the mark, rebound still loose, and Baddock's